Hi everyone, thank you for joining this lightning talk in the public code dev room. I want to talk a little bit about how the same principles of open source can be applied in the creation of public policies and the potential that this has. So my name is Ricardo Miron, lead project manager at Codeando Mexico. We are a nonprofit organization where most of my work focuses on how we engage with communities to develop technology for the common good. So you can find me over here or send me an email if you want to talk a little bit more about any of these topics. Codeando Mexico is a community of volunteers. Most of us have some technological skills, but we are from different profiles, such as programmers, journalists, graphic designers, lawyers, and more. And we are distributed throughout the country. During the last 8 years or so, we have developed over 25 civic technology and open data projects. So the basic idea of our organization is that we bring together citizens and technology in order to solve public problems in different topics, from mobility, environment, security, gender, and more. But one of the most common challenges that we come across when finding public information is getting it in open formats. Just getting some usable dataset is hard by itself. And a lot of this has to do with the technical capacities of the public institutions that generate this data. But also, there is a lack of a regulatory framework that facilitates this in most cases. So then let's go to the main topic of this talk, which is first, we have to understand how public policy in Mexico actually works regarding open data and open government. So the opening of government data usually requires three enabling conditions. The first one is the existence of this legal framework. This is where public policy comes in. The second one is a culture of open government, which is mainly set by international agreements such as the Open Government Partnership or the Open Data Charter. And the final is the technical capability necessary to implement these policies. So in Mexico, at the national level, there is some sort of open data policy, but actually very few states and municipalities have adopted any data strategies. And in the face of society's growing demand for greater transparency and the fight against corruption, here is where we see an opportunity to fill this gap at the local level with an open source open data policy led by civil society organizations that enables this opening of these data sets. So these types of initiatives to promote open source solutions have already taken place in the country. A clear example of this, where Codeando collaborated, is the development of the first open data portal based on SICAN, the world's largest open source data management system. And this in part pushed the government to later develop its own portal based on the same technology. But as we said in the beginning, it is not only about using open source about code, but it is also about how we can articulate coherent set of ideas for the resolutions of different social demands throughout public policies. So this is why we are currently working on a set of documents, resources that can serve as a basis for local governments in order to implement open data strategies where anyone can help design and augment these kind of projects. Although municipalities do have the capacity to write their own policies in general, when it comes to technology, privacy protection, personal data, and open data, of course, it is rare that they have like the technical knowledge to write a public policy of these characteristics, also based on experience and good practices from other places. This means that this project being open source can be fed back with the work of other government entities or civil society organizations that have previously worked on this kind of open data strategies. It also allows to speed up the implementation of open data strategies throughout the country. Here's the GitHub link of the repo where you can check all the work that has been done. But basically the content of this is a set of practices, processes, and procedures from everything from data management and governance to infrastructure and capacity, technical and legal requirements to open data, the data opening socialization plans, and of course the strategy to actually generate value and the data reuse, so the data doesn't just live in open data portals, but that is actually used. And of course, it shares the same benefits of open source, like community involvement, because developing in the open also allows for us and others to help adjust the direction of the policy to maximize its usefulness to the community that it's serving. It's flexible adoption. This means that public institutions can implement only parts of this policy and even gradually adopting or modifying new elements that suit their specific needs. It is also maybe a cost-effective solution, given that most local governments are often budget challenged. So it just makes sense to explore some open source solutions. It's transparency. Open source means just that. You get the full visibility into everything, as well as all the discussions about how the policy is actually built. And the reusability, because this creates real value by lowering the burden of replicating similar initiatives and even allowing to create new set of policy products based on open source. So in summary, this project will be in continuous evolution and improvement with the contributions of governments as they implement this kind of policies, of civil society, and of course any interested citizen over time. So feel free to give us a look or reach out to us if you are interested, and continue enjoying FOSDEM 2022.
Thank you, Ricardo, for that very inspiring lightning talk. I hope we do get some questions from the chat as well, because we have some time to talk here. I want to start off a little bit where you talk about involvement, and you probably rightly point out that not all public organizations have the capacity to develop open data principles and stuff like that. Do you also see perhaps political parties trying to put in their policy into this by involving, or are they not really aware of it?
I guess some of them are, because we have actually seen several instances where they have implemented open source codes and platforms and other stuff like that. So there seems to be an interest in this kind of movement in some parties, not in most of them, but mostly some of the smaller ones. But yeah, I see a place where they can fit in to contribute to this kind of projects.
And how has the reception been among public organizations? Like, do they really embrace it? You used the word pressure in your presentation, which is perhaps not the most positive thing.
Yeah, a lot of public institutions don't like to see how they struggle to see how the value of opening data sometimes can help them, rather than just having like a public eye seeing everything that they're doing right or wrong. But yeah, we first worked actually at the Congress level. So the first implementation of this policy was at the Congress of one of the states here in Mexico. It went well, but there were also a lot of challenges going through this publication, because as you might know, the law making process is really, it's not that agile. So yeah, hopefully in the short term, we can iterate over this implementation in order to have some sort of basis where with experience and with also new actors can get this pressure to actually get local governments and public and other public institutions to adopt this idea, and to also understand how it's not that difficult to actually just implement parts of this policy that can help them achieve any open data or open source goals that they want.
And how has the involvement from like the rest of the society, like regular citizens, do they seem to care, or or are they also like, what do you see happening?
Yeah, we're at an interesting niche because usually open source projects and most of what we have done is focused on the developer community, but we are here also trying to attract policymakers and public officials and other interested parties that are not necessarily technical. But so we have seen a little bit of interest, especially from big cities who have like these digital or innovation agencies and that are working on these kind of spaces. So yeah, there's a little bit of both. There's definitely a technical side to contributing to these kind of projects. But because we're mostly using plain text and things like Markdown and we try to keep it really simple in order for different non-technical users to contribute. There's been a little bit of this, but it's been mainly also a focus of us trying to reach out to different actors and just getting like the word spread that this is actually something that's happening. And yeah, over time we have seen some contribution, but they have been a little bit limited to maybe these public officials who have some sort of technical capabilities and that are working either on IT departments or innovation or stuff like this.
All right. And now we're dropping in questions in the chat here. So is there a legal framework in Mexico to promote public open data?
There is, but it's really big. So there's no enforcement on anything that's said. And it's also only at the federal level. So there's not any local legal framework. So this is what we're trying to do. And also the purpose of doing this is not only having the policy for open data, but also replicating it to other things such as open source code platforms. For example, Decidim is one of these platforms that we have also implemented throughout different public instances. And there's also a lack of regulatory frameworks and legal frameworks a lot of the times for implementing these types of platforms. So the idea is that this will serve like as the first project that could lead us to other things, not only open data.
All right. And then a question here with just 1 minute left before we are getting cut off. Have you seen a lot of reuse of the data? I know from Sweden, there's sometimes hard to see an uptake, like they're building an open data portal, but then what's the next step?
The idea is that we are actually in this process of knowing how data reuse can actually be monitored and how can we get some metrics about this.